This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Spreading too fast across the United States, that is what a leading infectious disease expert had to say about the novel coronavirus and the surge of infections across the country. Dr. Anne Schuchat of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Monday the virus is spreading too fast to bring it under control and called the new surge just the beginning. Schuchat said new cases are not being quickly identified and isolated with proper contact tracing. Many U.S. states have slowed or halted plans to reopen their economies. That's including closing beaches and bars and canceling plans to resume indoor dining. The U.S. is also expected to be on the European Union's list of countries whose citizens are temporarily banned from entering because of COVID-19. Diplomats say Brazil, India, and Russia are also expected to be on the list because of their high number of cases. EU diplomats say the list will be revised every 14 days. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the worst of the coronavirus outbreak is over in Canada, but urged citizens to stay alert. Non-essential border crossings between the United States and Canada are set to expire on July 21st. It's unclear how Canada will react if the surge in cases in the U.S. continues. The Trump administration is defending why the president was not briefed on reports a Russian military intelligence unit offered bounties to the Taliban in Afghanistan to kill U.S. soldiers. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said the intelligence was not verified, and therefore President Donald Trump was never informed. The full story is on voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's parliament has now set the stage for the most radical changes to Hong Kong's way of life since it returned to Chinese rule. China passed a controversial national security law for Hong Kong that the United States and pro-democracy activists believe will further erode the semi-autonomous city's freedoms. The new law, approved Tuesday in Beijing by the Standing Committee of China's National People's Congress, generally calls for the central government in Beijing to establish a national security office in Hong Kong. That office would confront subversion of state power, terrorism, separatism, and collusion with foreign forces. The exact details of the new law have yet to be released. Beijing says it comes in response to last year's often violent pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, aims to tackle subversion and terrorism. Full stories on voanews.com. Nigeria is reopening schools for the graduating class on the advice of a task force that students get help in preparing for examinations. The chairman of the Presidential Task Force on COVID-19, Bas Mustafa, said the federal government lifted the ban on interstate movement outside curfew hours and reopened airports for domestic flights. Mustafa also said President Muhammadu Buhari approved the extension of the phased lockdown for 4 weeks, meaning the 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. nationwide curfew, restrictions on mass gatherings and sporting activities will continue. Nigeria's mandate for face masks in public places remains in effect. So far, Nigeria has confirmed more than 25,000 COVID cases and more than 570 deaths. Campaigners are now calling on the Israeli government to declare sovereignty over ancient Jewish ruins on land in the occupied West Bank that Israel does not plan to annex under President Trump's peace plan. The annexation plan, which the government is due to start discussing on Wednesday, would use Israel annexing Jewish settlements and the Jordan Valley. Under the U.S. President's plan, a Palestinian state would be created in the rest of the West Bank occupied by Israel since a 1967 war. Israel advocacy group Safeguarding Eternity is worried about what will happen to Jewish archaeological sites, such as forts dating back two millennia. We have more international headlines on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.